Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Third Victim, written by Sidney Bauer and read by Brian Holsapple. "The thing is," he went on after a time, "I know you, Joe, and there is something that you're not telling me, a detail that's got under your skin."
"It's nothing," said Joe. "Just some details that don't quite fit together."
"Like what?" asked David.
"Like Dr. Dick's determination to sedate the mom before we had a chance to talk to her. The way they were protecting her was downright creepy, David. They were like lionesses hovering over their cub."
"So Hunt and his friend felt protective, maybe even guilty about the fact that Jim Walker was out of town on business when that semi-trailer ended his life." Joe shook his head.
"It was more than that."
"How so?"
"I got the feeling they didn't want her to talk because they were afraid of what she'd say."
"You think they were concerned she might incriminate them? For starters, Hunt has an alibi. An alibi that includes us."
"Not them."
"Not them?"
"No, her."
"Her?" David took a breath as he saw where this was going. "Jesus, Joe, you suspect Sienna Walker of slaughtering her own child?"
"Not officially, David. This only went down last night. I haven't even spoken to Svensson," said Joe, referring to Boston's chief ME, or to the cat.
"Katz hasn't called you yet?" asked David, expecting the Suffolk County ADA to be all over a high-profile case such as this.
"Oh, he's called. 11 times, to be exact. But I turned my cell off over an hour ago."
David nodded. "But I still don't understand. What makes you think a mother would do such a thing?"
"I know. It's unthinkable. But it's happened before. Having a baby is tough for any woman. But with the husband's death, the lack of family support, she's a long way from home, David. She's probably sleep-deprived, grieving."
"You think she's suffering from postpartum depression?"
Joe stirred his coffee. "Like I said, it's happened before."
"Even so, the nature of the murder, that's a mighty big call."
"Maybe not so much a big call, but a very tragic story. Maybe she's ill. Maybe she needs help."
"But you have evidence suggesting someone cut the wires to kill the lights, that the perp came up and down the fire escape, unscrewed the window screen."
"The screen unscrews from the inside, David."
And there it was, the detail that had been bothering Joe from the outset. David placed his mug back on the table. The screen was unscrewed from inside the bedroom?